Recorded Books presents Out of Touch, How to Survive an Intimacy Famine by Michelle Druin. Narrated by Mia Baron. Introduction. Contemplating the future of everything. Do you have a sister? Sophia asked. It was her first question to me, and Sophia was unaware, I'm sure, about how deeply these words cut me. She then blinked, a slow blink, her piercing blue eyes directed straight toward mine, and shifted her head slightly the way one does when they are interested in your response. For a moment, I felt like Sophia was more than just a culmination of programmed scripts and algorithms, and everything else in the room, a director, two camera people, lights, and the floor-to-ceiling view of Hong Kong's skyline, disappeared. She had inadvertently homed in on a major issue in my life, my strained relationship with one of my sisters. And while I could happily wax lyrical about my other siblings, my career, my interests, and nearly any other topic, this was one topic I wanted to avoid. I felt exposed, and it felt intimate. So I did what every good psychologist does. I redirected. Yes, I do, I replied. I have two sisters. What about you, Sophia? I don't have an actual sister, but there are other robots like me. The programmers call them my sisters, but they aren't what you would consider a sister, Sophia said as she lowered her eyes. It was a Friday night in July 2018, and the end of a long week. I had been flown to Hong Kong to film a television pilot with Hanson Robotics' Sophia, the world's first robot citizen. The pilot was designed to answer a complex question portended by dystopic blockbusters like Her and I, Robot. Could someone form an intimate connection with a robot? My anticipation and intrigue about Sophia was high when I arrived. I had watched her citizenship acceptance speech and date with Will Smith. And although her actions seemed robotic and some of Smith's jokes fell flat, I was also mesmerized by her expressions and impressed by the depth of her sentiments. And while the ghost, programmer, behind the machine was never out of my mind, who cares if these are pre-programmed sentiments, I rationalized. My goal for the week was straightforward. The producers had selected a man to go on several dates with Sophia, and as the on-screen psychologist and human-computer interaction specialist, I would facilitate those interactions and measure the effectiveness of the experiment. The setting was beautiful. We were in Kowloon, in a modern hotel facing Victoria Harbor. Yet the set looked like the behavior lab and diagnostics division in the television show Westworld. Dark, modern, and steely, it was certainly a place in which a robot would be right at home and a human would feel like a visitor. Some of the dates took place on the set, but another took place on a boat, a total disaster, as you'll read later, and another at a rooftop bar. During all of these meetings, the man would have limited and structured conversations with Sophia. Scripted interactions. So scripted, in fact, that when I would send my suggested conversational prompts and responses to the programmer, it was difficult for me to determine where I ended and Sophia began. The man that the producers had selected to interact with Sophia was a 20-something from the United States who had auditioned for the role. He was purportedly single, handsome, well-spoken, and well-read. When I saw his audition video, I had doubts about his ability to connect with a robot. From what I saw in the clips, I feared that he would be too slick, social, and intellectually deep to bond with Sophia. Artificial intelligence, AI, is still nascent in its narrow phase, where robots can be trained to do specific tasks like playing chess or having a simple conversation. The responses in these conversations, however, are generated from a corpus created by programmers, and deviations from the track of pre-programmed scripts can result in confusion and disjointed responses. Artificial General Intelligence, AGI, the next phase of AI evolution, where...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?